wired in to the world of sport. This is Sports Overnight on RSN.
That can only mean one thing, the mighty Quinn, the mighty star man. Nick Quinn, tab.com.au, here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. And Quinny, in this crazy year, we're set for a fixture bonanza with 19 straight days of footy pretty soon, mate.
It's like the 11-year-old version of me has had his dream in life complete. No, not a date with Elle McPherson, but footy each and every day to go with the racing. It will be absolutely superb. And full credit to everyone involved with the AFL for having a red-hot crack to get the season done. And not only done in terms of the fact we can look back and it happened and whatnot, I think it's giving so many people a distraction during this horrible pandemic that the players and everyone involved in making it happen deserve a huge thank you.
Absolutely there, Quinny. Of course, 33 matches will be played across 19 consecutive days. In a pretty short time, obviously around 9 to 12 of the 2020 AFL season. Of course, the news earlier today that Victoria was off the cards for the 2020 season, which was pretty much the worst kept secret, and obviously throws open where the grand final might be played for this season, mate.
Where would your money be there, Scotty?
I'd probably lean towards WA, but as Glenn McFarlane said on the Inside 50 podcast with yourself and of course, Crawf this week, obviously Queensland, I think, very much deserved to be in the money there.
Yeah, and it would be fascinating. It wouldn't bother me in the slightest because I think both of them have done a great job ensuring the season does get completed. If the West Coast Eagles were to be in the grand final and it was at home, they'd be certainly extra hard to beat. But Brisbane, they could be playing in front of their home crowd as well. There's no reason why they won't go a couple of spots better than last season where they did finish in the top four at the end of the home and away season. Unfortunately, did go out in straight sets. But again, another team with genuine flag chances this season.
And Quinny will chat plenty of racing very soon, of course, as well. Nick Quinn, tab.com.au. But if it ends up in Adelaide even too, and I know I've been pretty bullish, as you know, Quinny, about Port Adelaide, $8 at tab.com.au. How wide open is the premiership market? Collingwood at sevens, West Coast and GWS at sevens as well. I do like the power at the eights, Richmond at the eights, Brisbane at nines and Geelong at tens. Where would your money be going at the moment for the premiership, Quinny?
Yeah, look, it is certainly open. It's clearly the most open premiership market I've seen since I've been following sports betting, not just in the last 7 or 8 years since I've been working at the tab. So if you can latch onto a team and they go deep, you've done well. And it's been quite incredible because there's already been 5 teams favourite or outright favourite or co-favourite: Richmond, Collingwood, Brisbane, GWS and West Coast. I think, if I had to guess, I'd probably lean towards a Collingwood West Coast grand final. Like, we had that absolutely amazing grand final 2 years ago. I think they're the two teams with the most upside at the moment. We know the Eagles, well, they threw the toys out of the cot early on in the season, being over in the hub on the Gold Coast. But now they're back at home, they're going to be mighty hard to beat. And they've got such a long run of playing games at home where they're so very hard to beat. And add the crowd as well. That's going to be a big advantage. And I just think they're starting to find their mojo. So I'd be happy to have something on them. And Collingwood, I think they've had an interrupted season. Obviously, a few question marks around Jordan Bogoli and whatnot. But if they can have a bit of luck on and off the field with some of their indiscretions off the field, not limiting the talent they can put out on the park, I think Collingwood's going to go deep. And Nathan Buckley, a big chance to get that elusive premiership medallion. So that'd be my early guesstimate, Scotty, but I wouldn't rule out most teams, especially in this sort of climate where if you can get hot at the right time, it could be a similar story to the Western Bulldogs a couple of seasons ago.
And just before we chat about that Pies Cats massive game at Optus Stadium in Perth tonight, Quinny, I don't mind for the eight, $4, the Blues. I think I've got a sneaking suspicion you think they're a year away, but I know obviously you could probably wait a week if you think the Power are going to beat them this week. They've got North a week after who they'll absolutely smash, you would think, but they are a lot better away from Marvel. They don't have to worry about Marvel this year, the Blues, a bit different than a couple of teams we know. But I think Carlton at the $4, mate, I think that's overs for them to make the eight this season.
Look, at $4, I certainly wouldn't talk you out of it. I do think they are a season and maybe two seasons away from playing finals footy, but they're definitely heading in the right direction. And I just think they might be a little bit out of the eight this year. I think they'll probably finish about 10th or 11th, but if you said to me, Quinny, I'm having 20 on Carlton to make the finals, I certainly would not talk you out of it.
And which way would you go to in the race in two that many think it probably is for the Rising Star, tab.com.au, Max King at 350, Isaac Rankin, what a debut at $4.
I'm probably backing both and make a profit.
I'm thinking that.
Backing them both gets you on at about $1.90, and I think that'd be a winning price barring injury, which we had this conversation a fortnight ago when Matt Rowe was $1.01, though.
Absolutely, Quinny. Sounds like you'll probably back the field, mate, and get the odds a bit shorter there. Just joking, mate. And I'm just joking, too, when I say because Mason Cox is playing, I might have to back the Cats tonight. But I reckon it's a 50-50 game. Degoey and Josh Dacus back for the Pies. Sharonberg out with ribs and Will Kelly with an elbow. Jack Stevens back for the Catters. Duncan with a hammy and Narkle with a hamstring. The odds probably about right. Collingwood at $1.75 and Geelong at $2.10 in what looks like will be a pretty wet affair over there in Perth. But I think Geelong maybe are being a bit disregarded here, but you like the Pies?
I'm leaning to the Pies, Scotty, but I'm not going to lie, mate. This is the hardest round I've seen in a long, long time. So I know a lot of people love taking 3- and 4-league footy multis. If you can land them this week, you're doing very, very well. I'm going to be a little bit more conservative. I'm probably just going to take a lot of singles and whatnot. I know you're a big fan of betting the total game score going over and under. The magic number here, 99.5. We know it's going to be wet. Is that almost too low for you, though?
I think it is. Probably regret saying that, but 99, very low. I got burned on the 103 Carlton Bulldogs last week, made a little flutter. Carlton scored that themselves, so it's incredible, isn't it? And that was in the wet too, pretty much. Probably won't be as dry in this one, but goodness me, it's still a low total. But I wouldn't be taking the overs because life's too short to back the overs, Quinny.
No, life is too short to back the unders. I don't know how you sit there and cheer for nothing to happen, you narc, but you've been cashing in on it so far, so I certainly won't question you. But it should be a cracker Thursday night footy. Collingwood up against Geelong. And do you think the Pies will have a little bit more crowd support? Do you think a few of the Magpies supporters over in the West will be out in full voice?
I think they will be, Starman, and I think there's going to be an absolute cracker. Collingwood pretty good in the wet as well, and I don't think Geelong too bad, though. So I really struggle to pick this one. As you said, it is a very, very tough round. What else would you lean towards, though, for the upcoming round of AFL footy, Quinny? I don't mind Melbourne because 2-15, it's hard to back them with any confidence. But I think Hawthorn, I can see both sides. Isaac Smith steadfast, backs against the wall that the Hawks can come back under Clarko this week. But Rodney Eade was thinking, goodness, man, they're in a lot of trouble. And I know you two have spoken about quite a bit, Crawf won't like hearing this, on the Inside 50 podcast about Hawthorn's list at the moment. And goodness me, he'd have to be a genius to get him in the finals, I think, Clarko. I think Melbourne have a massive chance here at a ground two that the Hawks have really struggled at the showgrounds.
Well, I'm with you there, Scotty. I'm tipping Melbourne. I think they're a really good chance to cause the upset and maybe even take them with the 5.5 points insurance because it should be relatively low scoring. But I think they'll get the job done. I think the Western Bulldogs will beat Essendon in Friday night footy. The Bombers have been tremendous this season. They've only lost once, and that was in the final seconds of the game against Carlton. They could easily be undefeated. They've got a lot of problems now with injuries. Dylan Shields suspended as well. So I'm leaning to the Doggies in Friday night footy. My best play comes to $2.17. I'm just taking Richmond and West Coast both heads up. The Eagles at $1.40 look a lovely anchor for the multi-bets on a round where there's going to be some banana skin results, I dare say.
What about the Monday night too, mate? Adelaide St Kilda, I'm worried as a Saner there away from Marvel. It's a game they should be winning, but the Crows at 3:10, you never know, St Kilda might play them into form, mate, from what I've seen a couple of times in the open air this year.
Yes, I also wouldn't be surprised if St Kilda totally got hold of them and won by 40 points or more at $4.20. So I can understand how you are a little bit nervous as a Saints supporter, and Adelaide getting home, it could be a big benefit, but they look a shot fighter at the moment, and I know the Saints obviously were a little disappointing after quarter time against Fremantle and probably snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, but they're playing some very attacking footy and I think they'll only continue to improve as the season goes on. And don't forget, they had a pretty tough weekend as well. They were on a bus for 3 hours prior to that game against Fremantle. I don't think that's an ideal preparation. So the fact that they can get to their venue a little bit closer to game time this time in and maybe have a little more normality, even though they are on the road, should see them too good for an Adelaide team, but it's basically in total crisis.
Yeah, no, that's right. I think you make good points there, but there's no way known I'll be taking the 40-plus, particularly when you're on it there, Starman. No, I love your work, mate. Nick Quinn, tab.com.au here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. As we mentioned, no footy in Victoria for the rest of 2020, but a fixture bonanza. We get set for 19 straight days of footy in the not-too-distant future, rounds 9 to 12 in the AFL. And to racing, mate, obviously sad news, but obviously indicative of the climate as well, that in the spring, tiny crowds are likely up to probably 5,000 at our big venues.
Yeah, and that's no surprise. And I think it's one of those things that we just don't know. Like, it could change again as soon as we get close to the date. So I'm not too concerned or taking too much notice of what is said at the moment, because we just don't know. We don't know what stage lockdown will be in by then. Hopefully things are much, much, much better than they are now, but there's no guarantees. So I'm certainly not taking too much notice about things that have been said that far down the track, because we just don't know.
I'll get your sneaky spring tips, anything you like for later in the year, in just a tick, Quinny. But a couple of classy Cummings runners going around on Saturday in Sydney, but also, of course, here at headquarters.
Yeah, there's two James Cummings trained horses that I think will be winning on Saturday. Now, they're not going to be great odds on Saturday, but they're two horses that I think we can watch and stick with going into the spring. And it's nice and easy because they're both in race number three in Sydney and Melbourne on Saturday. We'll start with Sydney, Tellier, race three, number three. Now, this is a filly who resumed from a spell, being heavily, heavily backed, was about $3.50 into odds on last start at Randwick, and needed every inch of the surface to get the job done there. Just got there in a photo finish, but thankfully got the bob in on the line and got the job done for those that took the shorts. And I think she'll take a lot of benefit from that run and be too good again on Saturday. Now, she'll obviously be a four-year-old come this spring, but I think she'll be worth sticking with, and she can win a nice race or two. And the other one is a two-year-old colt who's now rising three, called Alcyone, who goes around race three, number one at Flemington on Saturday. Now, this horse could be the most exciting maiden in the country. He's had the three career starts, but he was tremendous last start at Flemington, running the rising star Cherry Tortoni to a nose. And this is my early selection to go on and win the VRC Derby. He just looks an out-and-out potential staying type. I think he'll break his maiden on Saturday, but whatever he does, I want to be with him going down the track, because I think he's got lots of upside. He'll improve. He'll have a really nice spring and maybe autumn, and he can be one we follow into the classics. If you've got a free bet in your account, maybe have it on him at $15 to take out the VRC Derby.
There you go, and you get $4, pretty much the double with the multiplier as well. A bit more, tab.com.au, Tallien, race three, number three in Sydney there, and of course, Randwick, and race three, number one, Alcyone at Flemington, $1.90, tab.com.au, fixed odds, and $1.95, I think, for Tallien. But, of course, what else do you like at headquarters, Starman? Race six, right you are, the favourite at $4, tab.com.au, you don't mind that race?
Look, I think Right You Are deserves to be favourite. Has been a little bit soft in the betting, $3.40 out to $4. This is a horse that was all the rage last Saturday. They scratched him there and he goes around here. I think it's $6, though. There's a really nice each-way play here with Mr. Cancun from the Lindsay Smith stable. This horse has had a really good campaign, won at Stawell, Warrnambool and Geelong last start. Has placed at Caulfield as well and just seems to be improving with racing. Michael Rodd has ridden him his last two starts, and Michael Rodd riding so very well. He's a world-class jockey, and he certainly hasn't missed a beat since returning to Melbourne. And I do think Mr. Cancun is a terrific winning chance at a nice each-way quote. And I've got a Sharon Affili in that race called Kurame. She steps up to 1,600 metres. I'd be lying if I said I was confident there, Scotty, but hopefully she can beat a couple home.
Good luck with Kurame, mate. And what about for the spring? I know you mentioned the Derby winner, or anything else that catches your eye in the futures markets at tab.com.au this far out?
Look, I was very surprised when the Tab put up $8 on Mystic Journey to take out the Memsie. Now, this is a horse that had won seven on the bounce and resumed after placing or just missing a place in last year's Cox Plate. I think she's going to have a really big spring campaign. And she's now into $4.20. So $8 into $4.20. So a good early go there. We know punters absolutely love her. And as I said, like, if you've got the $8, you're laughing because that's huge overs. But $4.20, I still think that'll be overs. Now, I think she'll resume with a nice run in the PB Lawrence Stakes, whether she wins or works home well for a placing. I don't think it really matters in terms of a long-term perspective. But second up in the Memsy, the first Group 1 of the season, I anticipate she'll be winning that race unless it's a wet track. And $4.20, I know it's hard sometimes after you've missed the very generous $8 on offer, but still should be winning.
Good on you, Starman. Brilliant work as always, mate. And even more brilliant if you can wind out the over-unders for tonight's game at Optus Stadium out to about 120 or something. That'd be great. Thanks again, mate.
You're a great man, Scotty. See you, buddy.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
We spoke to the Chief Steward of Racing New South Wales after the decision to abandon Warwick Farm due to COVID-19.
Look, there's no concerns that we have in terms of any positive findings. Obviously, that hotel is domiciled in the southwest region of Sydney, and look, we're confident the situation is under control, but we just made a cautious decision yesterday.
Racing Pulse.
Another big show coming your way as we count down to the weekend's Racing Plus. Keep you up to date with all the news from around Australia.
On RSN 927.